No, you just want to sweat it. You just want it to get sort of tender and translucent.
And that's where we're at.
5 minutes or so.
Okay, we're there now.
And then you can add the rice before the wine. Okay, just stir it around and let it get coated up with that butter. And
Cinda Shavich is in my kitchen, teaching me how to make saffron risotto and chicken saltimbocca. I'm not exactly a slouch in the kitchen, which is why I'm cooking and she's relaxing at the counter.
And would you like a glass of this while
no,
we're cooking?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
You've got a cold.
I do have a cold, so I should probably be feeding it with something other than wine.
Okay,
the wine should just sort of bubble away and the rice will just sort of absorb it.
I'm not your average guy who can't cook, but Cinda, a Calgary-based writer and cookbook author, has come out with a useful tome called The Guy Can't Cook. It's a sequel to her bestseller, The Girl Can't Cook, and is targeted more towards men who want to increase their culinary skills. And trust me, these skills can come in handy.
Oh, I think a guy who can cook is very, very sexy. I think everyone loves that. I mean, in this day and age, it's kind of expected, don't you think, to be a man of the time. You need to have quite a few skills, and cooking should be one of them.
Relax, man. There already is someone in Cinda's life, someone who has benefited from her patient tutelage.
Is there a guy?
Is there a guy? Or is it an amalgam of a
Well,
bunch of
I
guys?
Suppose I could say that my poor husband would have been my muse, mm-hmm. The guy who I've been living with for many, many years who never lifted a pot. And frankly, this has actually worked. I was in Germany or somewhere on a press trip recently, and I called home to say, what are you up to? And he said, oh, I'm cooking. I'm making risotto. So it was shocking to
wow,
me. And
wow.
So something has happened.
Good cooks are made, not born. Even Cinda took a while to get into the swing of things.
But, when you need to eat, that's the first reason why you should learn to cook. I never learned to cook very much at home either. I learned how to shop and how to garden and all those kinds of things. And I think it developed my palate. But, I didn't grow up in a very exotic home in terms of culinary things. But when I left home, I wanted to eat. So I learned to cook. And I think that's a really good motivator for guys or girls to learn to cook.
With over 350 recipes in The Guy Can't Cook, you won't have a problem getting ideas. Along with recipes, Cinda has included professional chef secrets and some sage advice.
When you don't cook very much, that's one of the tricks of the trade. Always try to use really authentic ingredients because, you can never make anything fabulous if your ingredients are substandard. And if your ingredients are fabulous, you can make something delicious with very little intervention. The old tomato salad example is the one I always like to use. You can always make a fabulous tomato salad with a beautiful tomato, just a little bit of olive oil and some basil. But if you have one of those January cardboard pale tomatoes, it doesn't matter what kind of olive oil you put on top, it's still not going to be a great tomato salad.
The other great feature of this book is that it breaks out of the normal cookbook conventions.
I wrote this book as a sort of handbook for all of life's cooking eventualities. So instead of being divided into the normal sections, appetizers, salads, desserts, etc., it's divided into sustenance, decadence, and observance. Sustenance is stuff to feed yourself all the time, every day. Decadence is complete menus for parties or whenever you want to have your friends by and have a nice dinner, and it's like the complete menu, so you know what the appetizer should be, what the main course should be, what the dessert should be. It all fits together and you don't have to think about it. And ditto with observance, how to bake that Sunday roast or that turkey or that chicken, how to make a birthday cake, how to deal with all that salmon you brought back from the fishing trip, all that kind of stuff, all those things that come up in life that you need to deal with behind the stove.
Now, in the recipe, you say that if you're having somebody over for dinner, you can get them to do the stirring,
that's right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I had envisioned today, was that I would be cooking and then I would make you do something, but absolutely great that I'm just sitting here and you're doing everything.
This kitchen is kind of small, actually. but then again, okay, if it's a date, it's okay if the kitchen's small, because then it can create kind of...
And this is a great date meal. Now that you've finished the chicken, you can just sort of take it out and let it rest for a few minutes before you serve it, and... I like to slice it and sort of fan it out on a plate with the risotto on the side. I also like to maybe do a little bit of something green to go with it. Sometimes I'll just saute some spinach with garlic and a little bit of olive oil again. Something very simple like that to serve on the side.
The Guy Can't Cook by Cinda Shavich is published by White Cat Books. I have two copies of the book to give away. I just want you to write me a short note about your guy, whether he can or can't cook, disasters or sublime successes. I'd like to hear about both. Just go to my website, dongenova.com, to find details of how to enter. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.